It looks like the big thing last night was the sale of city-owned properties, some discussion over whether to sell a couple to St. Mary's Square Living Center, and that was eventually approved. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. in terms of the developing firm that represents the St. Mary's Square Center, they went after a number of properties in order to try to establish 10 group homes here in the Galesburg area. Their overall project consists of approximately 25 to 27 group homes throughout Knox County. And so we have vacant lots that were available, and, you know, this firm saw fit to bid for them.
Group homes for whom? Who would live there?
Well, the group homes are people with disabilities. And what's happening is here in Galesburg, the St. Mary's Square will eventually shut down. And the individuals that are currently housed there will be transitioned over to these eight-person homes. And these are scattered throughout the community. There's a special note here as well. There's currently 250 people that work at St. Mary's Square here in Galesburg. Because of this change in the way that they need to provide care and support, they're actually are going to be adding 50 to 100 new employees to be able to manage the operations.
Okay. You cast the deciding vote. It looks like the council was tied. You cast the deciding vote in favor of awarding the bids. Why did you decide to award them to St. Mary's?
Well, there's some clarification needs to be done there. Nine of the properties, or nine of the groupings of properties that the St. Mary's Square went after, was approved by the overall council. There was two properties that are adjacent to each other that were pulled out of that group. And so out of the entire 22 tracts of properties that were being bidded on, two were pulled off for individual discussion and debate. So what happened on that particular vote, we had an individual recused themselves. We had a full council, but with that happening, then there were a total of seven, including myself, then to vote on these properties. So with that, the vote was split. The individuals that live right next to these two properties in question did submit a higher bid. Unfortunately, there was no development plan. And we do give serious consideration to anyone that bids and does provide the council with a development plan. In this instance, it was the St. Mary's Square, people that submitted the bid. And the bid will consist of establishing a group home that is valued when completed at about $325,000. And it also will provide employment for 15 people. Aside from the people, you know, that are going to be housed there. With that in mind, it provides a greater benefit to the overall community, and especially in the neighborhood where it's being proposed to be constructed. That neighborhood is challenged in terms of being blighted. So it gives a great opportunity for new construction, new investment, as well as the opportunity for job creation, and also to increase the valuation of the surrounding properties as well, versus the homeowner that lives adjacent to these two properties. They just wanted it for yard. They had maintained that for a number of years. They had the opportunity, as I understand it, that property had been available for sale for 15 years. And so they had ample opportunity to secure that property long before now. And the way that I view this is, it was a highly competitive bid in terms of, you know, the group home. And that's the reason why I chose to support that venture going forward, as it provides a greater benefit to many more.
Basically, the idea that St. Mary's is planning development as opposed to leaving the lot vacant.
Right, and also St. Mary's Square was very clear that they would have to go elsewhere outside of the community in order to be able to do this. And Knox County still, but that is one more lost opportunity for the Galesburg community. And they went through all the properties that we had for sale, which was approximately 52 tracts. And these were the ones that would meet the requirements of the footprint for their individual projects. And it requires over, 3,000 square feet that the new facility would comprise of. So not all the other properties fit that configuration, and these are the 10 that they had identified and, could work for them.
So how many overall did St. Mary's Square end up buying?
They ended up buying, and I have to be, they're going to establish 10 group homes in Galesburg. And quite honestly, off the top of my head, there were groupings of adjacent properties in order to fit these homes. So it was more than 10 properties that they purchased.
Okay. And the two in that I guess were sort of in contention here, where are those located? And are they right next to each other also?
Yes, they are right next to each other, and they're located in the southwest part of town. And that part of town is consists of more of the industrial tracks and facilities.
Okay. And are all these lots vacant?
No. Out of the 52 that were put up for auction, two of them had homes on them that HUD had turned over to the city for a dollar. And what happens with those properties is that you have people that are interested in coming in and renovating those properties, bringing them into compliance with any of our city ordinances and codes, and then either renting them or turning around and selling them.
Okay. And St. Mary's, where is that located right now? Is that a single location right now where they help people?
Yes, it is. St. Mary's is just across the street due east of the Knox County Courthouse in the downtown area.
Okay. And they're looking to eventually, I guess, close that facility and have these group homes in the community instead.
Right. And the catalyst there is the direction that the state government has taken with these larger institutions. And there's legislation that has been, pushed through to basically move to this kind of model, where now instead of these larger facilities, people are now being transitioned into these smaller group homes.
Okay.
As the belief there is that they will receive a higher level of care and support.
Sure, we're seeing the same thing in Jacksonville, too. I think there's a hearing on that this morning, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Anything you want to add about that particular issue, the sale of properties?
Well, in an indirect potential outcome of this transition from St. Mary's Square over to these individual group homes may be that property directly across the street from the courthouse may be utilized to provide relief for the overcrowding there at the courthouse itself. For example, the non-judicial offices could easily be moved across the street. And so it offers a lot of benefits. And my hope is that the Knox County Board would give that serious consideration to see if there's any potential there for them to partner with the current owner of that facility.
All right. That's not owned by the county, but or is it?
No, it's not owned by the county. It's owned by a private developer who develops across the country. His name is Mr. Don Fite, and he does a lot of the assisted living type of facilities.
Okay. Do you know, has the county talked about this, or have you talked to the county about perhaps either renting or purchasing that building to use for extra office space?
I have had some informal discussions with individual county officials, and it really is, their responsibility to either see it as maybe being a feasible, pursuit and use of time for them to advance any discussions that have been had. But from my perspective, it could serve up to be a good alternative instead of building a brand new facility at a much higher cost to the taxpayer. So I think it's worthy to be developed as one option of maybe many that the county board may consider.
Any idea what the time frame is for St. Mary's to build these group homes and move everyone out of that single facility? I guess when would that be, that space across the street from the courthouse, be available?
I believe in the next 2 to 3 years is when I believe that they want to have the entire transition completed. And so I would say that, approximately the 3 to 4 year time frame that building may be available. So it gives ample time for the county to, engage and to, if they find it to be feasible for their uses, to secure that building and to do any necessary renovation to meet their needs.